Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castile with a look at week two of the August celestial timings. And we're going to start with August 8th on Saturday, the 8-8 Lions Gate. Actually, 2015 adds up to an 8, so we have the 8-8-8 triple infinity time gate. This happened in 2008 when we had the date was 080808. And so now we have a sort of a repeating of that, only 2015 is adding up to an 8. So it gives us that triple infinity time gate. And the reason that this has been something that's been in sort of on the collective awareness in many circles over time is this is the day that the sun moves into the constellation of the lion and the way that the constellations are drawn up now. So this isn't necessarily always the case. You'll see on the star map that I put into the celestial timings that the sun is kind of looks like it's right at the head of the lion or coming towards the head of the lion and not really exactly with the lion yet, but the way that the ecliptic and the stars and, you know, the way they draw the zodiacal lines to everything, it's not always looking exactly the way that we would imagine it might look. And there's a big collective intention or awareness that comes around every year on August 8th about this Lion's Gate or this Time Gate, the Lion's Gate, because the sun is moving into the constellation of the lion, and Time Gate because 8 has to do with infinity and time and infinite time, the in-between time fields. In the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, Hermes, Trismegistus, they talk about the thrice blessed, at Trismegistus meaning thrice blessed, 888 being thrice blessed. So and they talk about that Trinity is infinite power, infinite love, and infinite wisdom. It's called the power of three. So this triple time gate of 888 is increasing that power, and we can tune into the mysteries of time. And if you go to some of the links I provided, I've written a lot about time over the years, and so there's some different ways of looking at time. Time isn't always what we think it is. The ways that we experience it, and how can we look at timelines? How can we jump timelines? How can we create new realities? How are we bringing all the timelines of the past, present, and future together into a nexus point? That's something that we worked with very clearly in the Venus in the eighth gate. Venus is also in the eighth gate at this time when we're going through the 8-8-8 Lion's Gate, the triple time gate. And that's not something that will happen every year. That's only going to happen every 8 years that's a possibility. So this makes that even more important and special and amazing and wow. And not only that, Mars is entering the sign of Leo on August 8th. So adding to that Leo energy, to that self-love energy, to that place where the masculine can have also the experience of radical radiant self-love. And what does it take for the masculine to be in its sovereignty, not needing to have power over others? Infinite power is not about power over others. Infinite power is tapping into the infinite source of power that we all have connected within ourselves, because when we're coming from infinite love and infinite wisdom, we don't need to be dominating others. So we've been in this dominator paradigm for thousands of years, and it's now time for that to shift. And it feels like there's this convergence, this 888 triple time gate convergence point that's bringing us to this place where the divine feminine is coming into her strength and power. She's at the eighth gate until she's conjunct the moon when she's in the underworld, which will happen next week. Next week we'll be talking about that for next week. Anyway, it's very exciting. It's very exciting and a lot to contemplate and to dream on and to journey into and to meditate on with this 888 Lion's Gate and Mars entering Leo at the same time. On August 9th, this is the date that well, actually, on August 10th, late today on August 9th, or early in the morning on August 10th, the sun enters or is aligned with a star called Alturf. And this is a zodiacal alignment with the star. And there's a little star map that you can see. It marks the mouth of the lion. But meaning from Arabic translation means the lion's eye. So there was a time it might have been seen more as the eye of the lion rather than the mouth of the lion. And it's all how you decide to draw it, of course. And, you know, this just reminds us that it's a lot of our understanding of these things has to do with what we perceive and what we're seeing, and then how we interpret that, and then how we bring meaning to it. So different cultures will see things in different ways, and which lets us know that we have the opportunity to bring our own understanding and knowing and intention into these energies. So we've got Jupiter moving into the seasonal sign of Virgo, and that zero Virgo point is now with the heart of the lion, Regulus. And we have Venus hanging out with the heart of the lion. We've got Mercury hanging out with the heart of the lion. We've got the moon passing the heart of the lion. We've got the sun getting ready to pass the heart of the lion. And this is, of course, one of the four royal stars of ancient times, one of the key stars in the sky, as well as one of the Bohemian stars or magical stars. So whenever planets are near Regulus, it amplifies the light codes and the energy and the intensity that we're experiencing from this particular star. So it's all about the heart star. It's all about connecting to our hearts, the heart of who we are, and listening to our heart, listening to our heart knowing, and really tuning into the heart energy. And so, of course, Jupiter is with this star, is within 6 degrees of this star from from July to, I think I wrote this somewhere in the timings, from July until September, mid-September or October. Anyway, for many, many weeks, it is kind of hanging out with this particular star. So we've got lots of activations yet to come. We'll be talking about it more. But Jupiter going into Virgo is also connecting us to the mysteries of sacred time. How do we work with time in a sacred way? The natural cycles and seasonal energies, the times to do ceremony for certain things. And of course, it was the priests and priestesses of ancient times who did the new moon ceremonies, the full moon ceremonies, the equinox and solstice ceremonies, the cross-quarter ceremonies, the times when certain planets were with stars. They knew these times, and their idea that timing is everything, that we work with the energies of the specific timing to maximize our intentions. Really, literally, seriously, when you choose specific time to do ceremony, working with the time gates, the gates of, that are being activated by the celestial bodies, the things that are happening in the great above, it's very powerful. And so Jupiter in Virgo until September of 2016 is going to be really emphasizing this piece. And so we'll be talking a lot more about time over this next year. Anyway, all right, so on August 12th, we'll have the peak of the Perseid meteor shower. And I always just like to every so often bring in this sense of the anniversary of the Philadelphia experiment. When the U.S. government was experimenting with Einstein was involved with this project, and how to, they were manipulating time, but they were also banishing a ship, the USS Eldridge, from one naval shipyard to another one far away. And I think it was the Philadelphia shipyard, and then it reappeared in like the Boston shipyard or someplace. I can't remember exactly, but anyway, there's links and things you can read more about that. And the television series The Time Tunnel, that was in 1966 to 1967, was thought to be inspired by these secret experiments of the government on time travel, including the Philadelphia experiment. So And since time, the time gates are very active with the 888 triple infinity time gate activation and really tuning into time. What is time? You know, what is our experience of time? Is it linear like we usually experience it, or is it that all time exists simultaneously, which is probably more likely, and that we can access different times? We, you know, there's these ideas that of many people on the planet right now came here from a future time to help avert a future disaster, and that's going to happen. So there's just by bringing consciousness to this particular moment in time, because it's a key critical time. So there's a lot of theories out there. I don't know exactly what's true, and everybody has a different experience, but I have had the experience of the time portals where the intersection of the different timelines comes together, and the idea that there are mysteries, there are teachings, there are things that have been stored in different timelines, and we can hopefully bring those together into a convergence point and access them now and use them in a way that will be useful and supportive. So the cool thing about the Perseids meteor shower also peaking at this time, is that there's it's a waning moon, and we're coming up to the new moon. And also on the 12th, the moon will be moving into Leo and passing Mars, and so at further amplifying and transmitting the mysteries of healthy self-love, and especially as the masculine is exploring the ideas of self-acceptance, self-approval, self-respect, and self-love. And when we're coming from a place of that, from true self-love, then there's no need to be in a dominator mode, in a conquering, vanquishing kind of mode that we've had of the masculine. And the overtone, larger cycle of Mars right now is to integrate and come to a new way of doing conscious equal partnership. How do we experience the mysteries of conscious equal partnership? Well, it starts with sovereignty. It starts with that sense of being within our own strength and power, and not needing to have other people's power or to dominate and have power over others. So we've got that happening. And also on the 12th, Mercury's going to oppose Neptune. And so the ways of understanding reality, of having getting information, this is really a good time to get it from an internal reference point, not so much from an external reference point, because the external reference points may be a little more cloudy, a little more confusing at this particular time. So for a couple days before and after this exact point, we're in this energy of Mercury and Neptune, and there was the transmission coming through from the celestial to Mercury, but really tuning into that from an inner place of the inner knowing, the deeper inner knowing. On August 13th, we have the Mayan Creation Day. This was the time when the sun is going to be at a zenith point. If you are in a latitude of 14 degrees and 48 minutes north of the equator, then the sun is going to be directly overhead at noon, casting no shadows. And this happens in Chichen Itza on May 20th, also again in November, and at the equator, the zenith points are happening at the equinox time. I think it's the equinox time. So, you know, depending on which latitude you're at, these zenith points are different dates. So from August 13th to April 30th is a zenith, the next zenith point is for this particular latitude, and that happens to be about 260 days. This connects into the Venus cycle. Venus is in the morning sky for 260 days. So the Mayans were really working with this 260 number, and they feel, or there's a lot of evidence to suggest that their date, August 13, 31, 14 BC, is a very precise, accurate date for starting the current known time, the current known history as we know it. That was the date that we started from. And there's evidence that this was also true for places in Mesopotamia, in the Hindu teachings, as well as the Sumerians and Egyptians were working with this time around 3100 BC, and August 13th seems to be as good a day as any. So if you want to work with it as that, there is this phenomenon of it being a zenith point at a certain latitude in Maya land, actually. So also what happens on the 13th is at dawn, if you go out and look overhead before the sun starts lightening the sky, you will see the constellation of Orion. Orion the hunter, Orion the hero, Orion, you know, different ways, Orion the high man from the Celtic perspective, lots of different stories about Orion and the importance of Orion. So being on the zenith directly overhead at dawn on August 13th is another significant factor. So also on August 13th, we're going to have the sun trine retrograde Uranus. And this is the still point, still within the still point station. Uranus stationed retrograde last month. And as you'll recall, the sun is always trine an outer planet right after it's stationed retrograde or right before it stations direct. And this basically is that time where the planet isn't moving. It may have moved a couple of minutes since that particular time. It's just barely, you know, it's just like paused at that still point, that place where we can access the source of all reality, you know, the place where we can unwind our tension, the still point in cranial sacral work is unwinding the places in the body that are intensified. So if we think about it being the still point of Uranus, it's working with technology, whether that is journeying, meditating, things that are not in ordinary reality necessarily, scalar, laser, all kinds of different technologies that are available to us now to help support the shifting of our consciousness, of our understanding, and using these technologies and focusing on the release point, the still point, the letting go, the surrendering into new possibilities, the evolution, you know, the revolutionary ideas and ways of looking at things for evolutionary purposes. So much Uranus's job to do that. So we have August 14th, the Leo new moon, and this is at 21 Leo, exact at 7:53 a.m., and that is 10:53 a.m. Eastern time. And so when the sun and the moon come together in Leo, this is the time for really activating those energies around self-love, the main theme. What does it take for us to love ourselves and to remember that we are divine? We are an expression of the divine. We can be nothing less than that. And that when we can really understand that and come from a place of radical radiance, self-love, self-confidence, self-approval, self-acceptance, self-respect, that self-knowing, that, you know, connecting into that place that's within us, practicing self-love, practicing loving ourselves and noticing and approving of ourselves. What are the things that we do that are wonderful and amazing? How can we love ourselves more? These are the questions we can be answering. And really allowing our light to shine so that we can inspire others. That's really what Leo is all about. So this is a great way to end the second week of August 2015.